How can a God of love allow so much suffering in our world? It's a serious question that will come up either in new believers or perhaps even people who have been believers for a number of years and haven't really thought through this question. We live in a world of much suffering. That is true. That is undeniable, and there's no doubt about that. We can often look around us and can think that this suffering is unfair and possibly even unjust. From a certain point of view, I can even understand that way of thinking, but does the question presume too much? What do I mean? What does it mean that God is a God of love? Because this is where the question ultimately comes from. If God is a God of love, why is there suffering at all in the world? Does this mean that God should give us a comfortable and blessed life? Does it mean that there should be no pain whatsoever this side of eternity? And we have to ask ourselves, why? Have we ever deserved this? Is it ever right that people could suffer? What about criminals in prisons? Is it wrong for them to suffer? Does the original question of how can a God of love allow so much suffering in our world presume that man is ultimately good? Firstly, man is a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Since Adam fell in the Garden of Eden, mankind has been dead in trespasses and sins. In Adam, all die. All seek to be their own ruler, to be their own Elohim, to be their own judge, to be their own God, and to reject the rule of Almighty God who created us. Every single one of us, you and I, have broken God's law. So we're criminals. We're sinners. That's number one. The first thing to think about when we think about a question like this about suffering in the world. Number two, secondly, God is just. The Bible says of Jesus, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Hebrews 1:9a. God will always do what is right. That is just simply part of his nature. That is simply who he is. Not what we think is right, but what is truly just, holy, and yes, loving. Well, yes, God is love, and he is also just, and he can never set aside that attribute, that perfection of his. He is loving. He is just. That will never, ever change. He must, by nature, punish sin. He must, by nature, hate sin. But it's not right, you say. What's the alternative? Would you prefer an unjust judge or a just judge? An honest judge who wasn't a hypocrite or a corrupt judge who ignored the law? Ask yourself that question. Who would you prefer? Because if you want God to ignore sin and not to act against sin, and for not to be consequences against sinners in this world, you're looking for a corrupt judge who looks the other way and ignores sin. A sinner will bring suffering for unrighteous reasons. Sinners cause suffering upon other people for unrighteous reasons, often for unrighteous reasons. But God always allow suffering for righteous ones. We will do things for wrong reasons, for wrong motivation, but God always for good. Can God ignore his own righteous law? Can a God ignore who he is? Can God deny who he is? Can God change? No. There are certain things that God cannot do. God cannot change. God cannot lie. God cannot fail. He cannot ignore his own righteous law. If he did, he would no longer be God and he would be changed. It's an impossibility. So there will be suffering where there is a breaking of God's law. There is a consequence. There is punishment. There is sin dealt with in a limited sense in this world. Ever since the fall of Adam, there is suffering. And that judicial penalty, curse, has been declared ever since Genesis chapter 3. Why is there suffering in the world? Because we're sinners. We are sinners. We do not deserve the least of God's mercies. There are consequences for sin in this world. And if you reject that, then you want God to reject himself and to be a God, perhaps of your own imagination. None of us should like suffering. Most of us would prefer it simply didn't exist. But we have to consider, what do we truly deserve? I want you to think about that. What do you truly deserve from God? For those who trust in Christ, the Bible says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Remember, Jesus Christ himself suffered, not for his own sin, but for the sins of his people. He died, the just for the unjust, so that we may have life in him. If we repent of our sin, turn from our sins, and place our hope, our trust in Jesus Christ. It's been Paul Flynn. Thank you for listening.